Media.
Blog Talk Radio.
Trust me, he was a pastor, right?
No, he was a pastor of worship at one point.
Queen Mother on. Yeah. Hello. The Queen Mother. Mother go to dance and everything in the CMM.
And a minister, Aaron.
I was finna call him Bean, Aaron Bean. Remember Aaron Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, saxophone.
Aaron?
Moon.
Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Thing.
Moon, M-O-O-N.
Oh, look at
you got it, Doc. Yeah, he was just here.
Oh, he was just up here?
No, not. He was in
town. Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh. Father, Al.
Oh, look, Mother getting caught. Look. Mother had got the robe on, and like she was playing the guitar, and she got the kick drum. She got none of the other pieces on it, but it's, and she got a pedal, and she was beating the pedal. Oh, yeah, I got you. You gonna do a 3-minute countdown? 2 minutes, that'll work. Let me tag you in this.
Praise God.
You have now tuned to the prophetic encounter, and I am your host, Bishop Aramis Johnson, and this is my co-host for tonight, Minister Aaron Moon. Amen. And we are excited about what God is going to do tonight, and
amen.
We're going to talk about a few things tonight. But let's start with a word of prayer. A word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory, we give you thanks,
yes,
and we
God,
give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
We thank you for how you kept us safe and how you watched over us all day long.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, we ask you to touch every viewer, every listener, oh God. Father,
yes,
those
God.
That have petitions and prayer requests before you, Father, we ask according to your will, you meet those needs, Father, and you get the glory out of
yes,
our lives.
Yes.
Touch somebody tonight that they will not be the same. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. I'm excited tonight. My first time, man. Got a middle school friend. Go back
yes,
to
sir.
Middle school, man. And we just, man, we gonna freestyle tonight a little bit. You
yes,
know?
Sir.
But I would think it, man, not to be robbery, man, not to talk about one of the greatest legends, man.
Yeah, greatest legend.
You know, man, that has went on, amen, to be with the Lord from labor to reward. None other than, you see him behind us, none
yes,
other than, man, Troy Sneed, man.
Troy.
He was just an awesome, awesome writer, songwriter, awesome singer.
Yes.
Amen. He was just an all-around good fella, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it hurt, man, when you got people that are a substance that just, you know, God called them from labor to reward. But the Bible saying all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. Amen. So
amen.
We don't understand it, but we thank God in spite of. You know, so, man, go ahead. I'm going to give you Man, Floyd, just talk about this
man,
because I got to take time for this.
Troy, especially coming from FAMU, you know, coming from a historical black college, you know, at HBCU, coming out playing football, minoring in music, and all of a sudden being one of the greatest leaders in the music industry, especially dealing with gospel. You know, he really touched a lot of people's lives. He touched a lot of people's hearts, ministries. He touched a lot of people's families.
Yes.
You know, it's tragic to be able to lose someone, you know, especially in a time like this. So it shows how we have to try to come together.
Yes, sir.
And especially with one of his known songs that we both actually love is The Struggle Is Over.
Yeah.
You know, the struggle will be over, even in this time frame now. You know, we can understand in this moment that through our tests and trials that it won't last always.
That's right.
Scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, it's amazing how God blessed people to write certain songs that are such ahead of their time.
Right.
And that even now that song is so relevant that the struggle is over. No matter what's going on around you. Amen. And I'm here just to prophesy that to you tonight. The struggle is over.
Definitely.
Amen. And that song was definitely a blessing to me. I know those that know him. And if you don't know him, I don't know what rock you have been under.
You about to.
But it has been a blessing to so many people. Like, he was even in the choir.
Yes,
on the preacher's wife, man, you know that.
They even realize that. To go back and look at it.
I didn't even, man. Like, you know, just wow. It was just amazing to know that you see people where they are, but you don't know where they come from.
Exactly.
You know. And that's the blessing of it, that God had blessed him, you know, to be able to arrive above a lot of things, you know, and to bless us with good music, you know, good songwriting.
And for that, you know, for him to write a lot of songs, especially dealing with a youth choir, you got to think it was an all-youth choir when he was here in Jacksonville, when he recorded at Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr.'s church, you know, for a concert to put on and to impact young lives.
Right.
You know, young people that have a heart and soul for God.
Right. Yeah, man. And it takes patience, not only the anointing, but it takes patience.
Yes, it does.
To do that, because everybody don't have possess that, especially
Ooh,
with children.
Lord,
I know
mercy.
Some people that some directors, you know, they can work with adults, but them children. Oh,
yeah, and that's coming from working in the school system myself, man.
Yeah, bro.
Being a step coach, and all of a sudden, you know, have to deal with that patience, because children, you do have to be patient with. You have to be patient with them. You have to, you know, keep praying for them, you know, for the direction,
right.
Especially with Troy Sneed.
Right.
You know, we definitely give prayers out to his family, to his children, his wife.
Right.
You know, it's.
And you know, prayers, man, because if you've never been in those shoes, you know, you don't know how she's feeling right now. You know, you're not supposed to cry and all. Listen, I don't want to hear that right now. You know, I'm going through a moment of grieving. I'm going through a moment of that. You know, and that's a part of life. That is a part of life. You know, so if you're going to see Jesus, you got to leave here. You can't stay here if you're going to meet him. So,
exactly.
You know, so I'm going to be caught up and all of that. But if you're going to see him, you got to leave this earthly plane. That's for sure. So you know, I wanna definitely, if we can, just a clip, just a portion of the song, Lord, we give you praise. That song blessed me.
Thank you.
God knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he don't make no mistakes. And
no
so,
mistakes at all.
But we thank God for the life and the legacy.
Yeah.
What Troy Sneed, man, we thank God for him. Amen. And I just thought it was robbery, man, if we didn't say something about him. we don't praise each other like we should. You know, we don't give each other credit like we should. And you know, man, it takes nothing from me to, if you're doing something great, to talk about you. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It takes no credit from me. So, you know, I thank God for what he's doing. Real quick, let's give some shout-outs, man. We got a lot of people watching. We got a lot of people watching. I got some church members watching. All right. Missionary Veronica Ashley, I see you. Shireen, BB, I see you. Prophet Britton, my brother, Pastor Timothy Jones Jr., Cecily. Oh, Meacham Clark is watching. My God.
Amen.
All right. Mona Lisa, God bless you. John Boyd, God bless you. You see, you got some of your folks you see on there?
Yeah, I see Devin Sykes.
All right, Devin.
All right. Sister Dorothy Wilson from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
All right.
All right, now I see Apostle Laura Campbell.
Yeah, that's my friend. She's normally the one that's here. Yeah, she couldn't be here with us tonight. So, amen.
Yeah.
We miss you. We miss you. We miss you. We miss
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Sister Champion, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Keely, amen. God bless you. Sister Marvette, God bless you. Amen. Joseph Walker, God bless you.
God bless you.
It's so many more people. Amen. Come on, like this video. Share this video.
Like it and share it. Share it and like it.
Amen. Apostle, I'm a natural for the TV. God, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. We thank you so much for watching. Amen. We know that you could be doing,
anything.
So many other things.
Really,
amen.
Anything.
Amen. Apostle says she's watching from the hairdresser because that's where she is tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. But everyone that is watching, a special God bless you. Amen. At this time, I want to give my friend, amen, who I've known since we went to middle school.
Ooh, Northwestern.
Amen. Northwestern Middle School.
Home of the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, the Yellow Jackets. Amen. So I just want to give this spot, and y'all got to know now, I'm very comical, you know, and I'm going to be me. I don't know how to be nobody else,
amen.
But I'm going to be Aramis, all right? So I want to give him a minute just to talk about, amen, because he had a nice concert. That was
Saturday
gone,
I
got a chance to see some of it. But I'm going to let him tell you about himself and what he do and all that good stuff. So, you know, you give him your Facebook information and all other good stuff.
Definitely.
Hey, man, y'all come on. This man right here.
Nah, I give all the credit to God.
Amen.
Just to know, I am Minister of Music, Aaron Moon, my pastor and Bishop Dr. Timothy Springer. First Lady Patricia Springer of Shallow Tabernacle of Praise.
All right.
Right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, sir.
You know, two great people in the ministry, 39 years in ministry. You know, long, hard work. You know, dealing with music ministry, you know, God called me into that. You know, I started playing drums at 7, started playing bass at 8, started playing keys at 9. And here it goes, now years later. Now God giving me the gift to be able to minister in music and definitely give that atmosphere, you know, of praise and worship, true praise and true worship.
Yeah.
When it comes for the night of worship, you know, God gave this to me last year. He gave it to me last year as a charge. He said for me to be able to go out and be able to tell people that they need to bring the true praise and worship back to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say one thing. What God has given me is the definition of worship.
Okay.
And a lot of, I said this at the night of worship. You could be able to find that on my Facebook page. Facebook page is Aaron Swade Down Moon. You could be able to also look at the church that actually done it. I appreciate them for Christian Center. The pastors is Pastor Charles and Pastor Azalea Williams. You know, they've been in ministry. They're moving. They're doing great things in the kingdom of God. So I give blessings to them as well. So this is the definition of worship that I have seen here. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Maybe because it's an Android, y'all better not talk about
that's right.
me.
All the same
y'all
people
better
have
not talk
iPhones.
About
me.
Hey,
God
hey,
bless
hey,
you.
Look at him, now, doctor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, doctor, now you know.
Hallelujah.
Now, hey, praise him. I'm trying to find it. Lord, have mercy. Lord, can a brother get some help? But from finding that message of praise and worship. I'm going to try to find it here because it's very essential. It's very essential that we understand this and we know this and get the grip in true understanding. Worship is an essential part of the Christian faith. When we worship God in our prayers, songs, service, and giving, we are expressing our thankfulness and awe to the Lord. Then also it says this, worship involves a spiritual intimacy. Spiritual intimacy that sets all believers apart from those who worship other gods. Then it says, when we worship God in sincerity with a clean heart and mind, he encourages our spirits to enjoy his presence over our lives.
Wow. And I'm telling you, as you're talking, let me tell y'all, I'm looking to see who commenting and all that. We can see all of that. Sister Clark said we apostolics, Aaron. That's what she said. Said we apostolics. Yeah, I grew up pretty holiness, you know, myself. Uh-huh. So, you know, yeah, it's hard.
Yes, it is.
For a true worshiper to be normal in any atmosphere.
You better come on
just
now.
You can't do it. You just can't do
you
it.
You can't be normal. There's no such thing as normal. When we're in Christ, there is no such thing as normal.
Yeah.
And reason being is because God didn't create us to be normal. Mm-hmm. He didn't create us.
People.
Yeah, come on now,
yes,
holy nation. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir. Royal priesthood.
Oh, it's.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on
Talk
now.
Talk about it tonight.
Come on now. they better be ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They better be ready. They better be ready.
And
tonight.
Reason why I say that is because even in one of the song selections I'll actually essentially will bring out is my response. My response is by Jubilee Worship. And the song simply says, you have rescued my life. You know, you have rescued my life, and I'll never go back.
Yes, sir.
You know, my response is, hallelujah. You're my redeemer. Hallelujah. And sometimes the problem is that we sing songs that we don't even fully understand truly.
You're right. And you know that comes from a lot of things a lot of times people think because you're young you haven't been through something.
Come on now. Come
and
on.
That's
come
not
on.
Necessarily age specific because
yeah.
If I just told you half of my testimony of the sicknesses and the things that I've been through in my body and that how I'm not even supposed to be here now, that, you know, that song became true when it says that there's a story behind my praise, you know, and then when you just by yourself, you know, sometime a worship song, a song of praise to God, will allow the time sometime to just, you know, go on a little faster, you know. But because they come from a true place of experience that I know without a shadow of a doubt
come
that God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
He is a deliverer.
Yes, he is.
He will bring you out if you allow him and if you want him to.
Come on now.
But you got to give him everything. So, man, I'm sorry, man. You know, I get caught up now with this.
Come on
but,
now. Come
but,
on.
But, you know, God is able.
Yes, he is
able to
do
that. Amen. But in the most intimate part of your worship is where you're going to really find who God is.
Yes, it is. And even for that, the scripture says that he will do exceedingly abundantly above.
Yes, sir.
What we ask or think according
to
the power that worketh in you. So the question is, do you have the power?
Come on now.
And the scripture says, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, then you shall receive power.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't got the Holy Ghost, henceforth you have no power.
That's it. Because it's the power.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Because I I'm sorry because I'm tired of us church folk. You know, church folk. We had that problem. Come on now. He playing with me, right?
Yeah. because
I'm serious about this thing, and the fact is that we have to come to an understanding that with praise and worship,
you can't
be normal.
That's right.
You can't walk the same. You can't talk the same. You can't dress the same. You can't be the same. You can't look the same. You can't appear to others the same. Sometimes we have to just walk out of the comfortability into the uncomfortable place where God can use us.
Yes, sir.
You know, he'll bring us to the part of with Peter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Peter was the only one of the disciples that was able to walk on the water. Even though he tested God, he still said, if it's you, bid me to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can go to God, even though that we test God, he can be able to bring us to a place,
yes, sir,
where we can be able to come down,
yes, sir,
and subject ourselves,
yes,
in the beauty of holiness.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Yeah. And it's so funny you touched on with Peter. You know, sometimes people talk about different things, but Peter did what the rest of them did not do.
Come on now.
He went out on the water walking toward Jesus, even though he began to sink. Amen. But Jesus didn't let him go under.
He didn't let him.
Hallelujah. He was a water walker. Now, what other apostles did say that?
Now, I don't know, because I tell you now, for you to not walk in your calling is why you sink.
Mm-hmm. You got to get out the boat.
Yes, you have to walk and eventually make sure that you are able to keep your eyes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
on
sir.
God. And
yes,
if
sir.
You don't keep your eyes on God, that's the reason why you're going to sink in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sink in your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sink in every situation and everything that you touch,
because
you got your mind on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to take your mind off of everything,
mm-hmm,
and you got to put it focused on God.
Yes,
you have to keep your praise and your worship always fresh, always new, always regenerated, always revived, always renewed. I know somebody is being blessed by this. See, I feel the presence of God here.
Watch
now.
Watch yourself, Reverend.
Because I ain't playing with this thing. And see, that's how it was Saturday. I had to stop myself.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir,
we come to a place where we don't understand fully of everything that we have. That's why I tell you now, God is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him.
Yes, sir. That's it. You got to seek it.
If you don't seek him, then what you really doing right now? It ain't your job that's going to get you there. It's not going to be the connections. It's going to be God only, God-driven.
That's right.
You have to be God-driven.
And, you know, doing even this what they call a pandemic, you see, God's people should never experience lack when the world is going through.
Come on now.
Because he said, in the time of famine, you shall be fed.
Oh, come on
now. So therefore, we are not to feel the effect. Now, don't get me wrong. We living in the world, but we don't supposed to suffer like we don't have God.
Come on now.
Because I don't know about nobody else, even though this has been and my income has been cut and all that, but I've never missed a beat.
Yeah, come on now.
I ain't behind. I don't owe nobody. And I got some money in my pocket. Too,
come on now.
And if I want to go get me a steak, if they was open, I could go get me a steak.
No, all right now.
The Lord God will not let you beat him, no matter how hard you try. And so, therefore, giving is a part. And I ain't listen. Let me tell you something. The Cash App stuff up there, I don't do a whole lot of talking about, you know, Cash App and all that. If you see the Cash App, if you want to be a blessing, you know, feel free to be a blessing. Amen. But I'm going to talk about this regardless because, amen, you know, it's needed in today's time.
It's very needed.
And by me being young, and I'm probably one of the young legitimate, and I said legitimate for a reason, because you have so many self-proclaimed bishops and apostles and prophets and all this here, and they never set up under nobody. You know, they call themselves, you see. Well, I am a consecrated, ordained, legitimate bishop. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And I just celebrated my birthday in March. On March the 19th, I turned 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I am probably one of the youngest bishops that's legitimate that really went through the ranks. So, but a lot of the seasoned leaders of today's time oftentimes think that because we're young, we're not qualified.
Ooh,
or because we're young, we're not ready yet.
Or experienced.
Yeah, to do this work. But if I go back and I look that, you know, it's so many folk in the Bible that were young of age.
Yeah,
you see, that did great works, you see.
Very great works.
And in a part of ministry, we have an issue now where all of the leaders of today that are seasoned, I ain't going to call them old, but the seasoned folk, they die with all of this wisdom and knowledge into them. And you can never have a platform to them without them thinking that you're trying to take their church or you're trying to steal their members and you're just trying to showboat and all this stuff. But you don't know that God don't never call the qualified. Amen. But he qualifies the call. So therefore, I don't need you to validate, amen, what God called me to do. Amen. Because the same God, amen, that raised Lazarus from the dead.
Well,
the same God that healed Jairus' daughter.
Come on now.
The same God, hallelujah, that David with those five, amen, smooth stones that slain Goliath. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. He was the same God. Same God.
Yes,
that can do the same thing today in me.
Can.
And he don't look at age. Just like even when you're looking at buying a house or buying a car, God ain't studying about your finance.
No,
he ain't studying about your credit.
No,
he ain't studying about your ability, your resources, because it's going to come a time where none of that's going to be able to help you.
Come on, somebody.
God is greater than anything that we can put our hand on.
Come on now, doctor.
Yeah,
we're going to need to give you a fan,
doctor. Yeah.
Woo!
I kind of got caught up there. God ain't nothing about your credit, man. God ain't nothing about your education, your DDs and DDEs and all this other stuff.
About
He's not studying none of that stuff.
None
because
that.
God is rich. And I don't know why I done took a shift, and I don't know how I'm getting here, but God is raising up people that have not been churched, that have never been to a seminary school, that has never, hallelujah, been religious, that has
Come
never, but all they know is that they fell in love with a man named Jesus.
Come on now.
And he set them free.
Yes, he did.
They don't know nothing about homiletics and knowing about exegesis and all this other stuff. Amen. But all they know is I fell in love with Jesus. And the things that I used to do, I didn't do no more. And see, God is raising up more young leaders that are fearless, that are that don't care nothing about you saying you are Crips, you are Blood, or you are MMA, and you all of this shit. God is raising up young folk, amen, because many times we get comfortable in positions because we think that our age has gotten us seniority. God is raising up people that are not looking at age, that are not thinking about your doctrine, not thinking about, okay, you worship on Sunday, I worship on Saturday, I have church on Thursday, we praise and worship, we pray Pentecostal over here. God is raising people are going to serve him, and they ain't got no knowledge of all this other junk that don't matter anyway.
Come on now. And that is the true situation why a lot of people don't understand that you actually have to come. They plan because I'm gonna tell you this here. Even when it comes from me, and I always try to tell people, you never look for validation from nobody. Because the moment you look for validation from people, that's when you are gonna try to look for your attention from people. And that comes from people that are in leadership of pastoring churches, or you may be apostles of leading other bishops and other pastors. The problem is, as church folk, we need to get out of this.
That's right.
We got to get out of flesh,
that's right,
because God dwells in the spirit. Even the scripture says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So if you're trying to get into the door, you have to get in through the spirit and not through the flesh. So sometimes we have to bring ourselves down to subjection, to understand that God put us in this place. Put us in this place for worship. True worship. True worship comes from your heart. Even the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So even when you don't even have to say nothing out your mouth, it's because it's in your heart is why God blessed you. You know, and even for the night of worship, you know, I would have loved for a lot of people to be there. But God made it for those people that needed to be there. Not wanted to, but needed to. The problem is that we don't pay attention to our needs.
Wow. That's good.
We always pay attention to our wants, because I want this and I want that and I want that and I want this. And God can't bless you with nothing until you appreciate what you have.
Wow.
I want to be that person to appreciate that manner.
Wow.
That manner is what going to get you to understanding and appreciating the God you truly serve. You know, even with understanding, you know, one of the songs that I actually love by Charles Jenkins, Keep the Faith. You know, sometimes we are going through tough times like this. God is testing every believer and every person on this planet right now with the current situation. Everybody got too much going on that they can't stop what they're doing to give God glory. to give God praise. And it messes us up sometimes because we don't know that God has brought us too far.
That's right.
Not brought us far. He brought us too far for us to not say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for giving me two eyes to see, giving me two ears to hear, giving me a nose to breathe, a mouth to speak, two legs to walk, 10 fingers. You know, sometimes we have to appreciate what we have so God can bring us to a place to accept everything else.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And you know, man, this, listen, man, we got to cover so much in this time, man.
Yeah, we do.
You know, but I definitely real quick want to play just a clip of the concert, part of the concert.
Yeah.
A clip on that, and then we're gonna. I gotta pray with some folk, and touch and agree with some folk before my time get away from me. This is just a clip of Minister Aaron Moon at the concert as he let the Lord use him. We're just gonna play a little clip of it, and we'll be right back. Opportunity,
yes,
man,
yes,
just
sir.
For you to tell us about yourself and everything, man. We thank God for God using you,
yes,
and your heart and your eagerness, your whatever you want to call it, just how you're honest, you're sincere about your worship to God, and that you're very passionate and serious about that.
Yes,
that's a blessing. All young people ain't out here just trying to find a gig, yo. You know, it's some young people out here really love God.
Really?
For real. That just genuinely want to see the presence of God move on his people.
Amen.
And that's just what all I want. If I never preach again, if I never play another keyboard, another organ, never sing again, I want the presence of God. I want to see people saved, delivered,
yes.
See them healed,
uh-huh.
See them set free.
Come on.
And it doesn't matter. It's not about me. It's not about you.
It's about
the kingdom.
The glory.
It's about him.
The glory of the Father.
It's about him. So listen, I want to pray for some people right now. I want to take a few phone calls that we can touch and agree with you and that we can pray with you. That God will do what you do. Listen, comment down your prayer request. If we don't get your call tonight, amen, I do go back and I read the comments. Leave a comment of your prayer request. If it's personal, inbox me or inbox Minister Moon. It don't matter. It ain't about me. You know, make sure that you don't forget to sow a seed. You know, sow a seed if you feel led to. Amen. But I want to take some calls right now. And the number to call for prayer is area code 563-999-3060. It's on the screen. Call for your prayer, and we are going to pray with you now. We are going to pray with you. So while they're doing that, I know that we're in the midst of this whole pandemic thing, or whatever you want to call it, with this COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But God has healed more people in this. Than the people that's died.
Exactly.
You see, there's been more positive outcomes of it than the negative that the media always blows up.
Come on now.
You see, but I thank God because I feel in my spirit that the storm is almost over.
Yes, it is.
I really feel that in my spirit that the storm is passing over, and that the what we have seen and what we have dealt with and went through, because I don't think there's a person alive has been through this before, but we got God.
That's all we
have. And with God, all things are possible. And with God, he will help us to go through.
Yes, sir.
He won't let the waters overtake us. He already promised us that. So I rest assured in that. I don't live my life in fear, because fear is not of God. Fear is torment. Amen.
Yes,
and I will not live my life in fear, because I know God.
Exactly, because scripture says that he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power,
that's it,
love, and a sound mind.
Amen. So I want you to call. I want you to call.
Make that call, yo.
Call so we can pray with you and believe God with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we gonna take who we can tonight. Apostle Campbell, I saw your comment. Amen. Amen. Bishop, she say you're not right with that. Yeah. Thank God. Oh, for Apostle watching, amen. Thank God for you. A lot of people was truly blessed. I was still getting messages on our last week broadcast about how she gave us all words from the Lord. And even as we went off, she was still prophesying. She was on point. She wasn't missing. So we want to pray with you. So, call in. You see the number on the screen, on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, whatever you're watching us on. 563-999-3060.
Yes, it is.
We want to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
The part of it is prayer is very essential.
Oh, yes.
It's very essential to our life, and we should do more often, not praying just because we feel like it, but because we should do it.
That's right.
And just do it because we know that, Lord, he hears.
Yes, sir.
He hears.
He said, men ought to always pray, not to faint. Amen. Glory to God. So we're praying. Amen. We're praying for God to touch our leaders. We're praying for God to touch our nation. We're praying for God to just heal the land.
Make sure y'all call the number. I actually have somebody that just responded. Praying for the Evans family and all of Shiloh, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Amen. Amen.
I actually can do that. You know, we can do that.
That's right. That's right.
We'll do that actually right now in Jesus' name.
So,
Lord, we pray for Bishop Bobby Gray and the Shiloh Pentecostal Holiness Church of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Lord, we pray over the Evans family. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for you to give a share protection around every member, Lord God, every family, Lord God, that is up there right now. Lord God, we ask you to give peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to be with them. Lord God, have your spirit, Lord God, saturated all over and across that city, even across the states, for those who are traveling right now based on being essential workers. Lord God, we're asking you to do this. Not, Lord God, because that we know that you can do it, but because you have all the power. So we know that we have to look to you. So, Lord, we're asking you to bless that family. Bless the church, Lord God. Bless all of those who are connected within it. Lord God, bless the other churches, Lord God. Bless all churches, Lord God. Bless them right now. These things we ask you in Jesus' name, not by your power, not even by your might.